Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
I got a treat for you. I'm actually taking some time off. I'm at the beach and I am with my brother, Doug Hoffman, and he owns his own business. And we were talking about making a difference with our grandkids. And he gave me some ideas that I thought I would share with you about how to be a hero grandparent. So Doug, I remember we have a brother, Joe, and I remember at Christmas, whatever Joe opened, you knew you were going to get.
That's right.
And whatever you opened, we knew Joe was going to get.
That's right.
Because my parents thought they had to be fair and equal. And I guess one of the lessons we learned from that is that ain't necessarily so.
Right. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Joe was the athlete. I was the musician. They never gave us two guitars. I got a great picture of us standing in front of the Christmas tree with matching football outfits, his red, mine blue, and I don't think I ever played football in my life.
So what's interesting is he's got, you know, I'm blessed. I've got 12 grandkids and they all live relatively close to the Tampa Bay area. But Doug, where do you live?
I live in New Orleans area in Louisiana.
And where are your grandkids?
Well, I have two here in Tampa or St. Petersburg area, and I have three up in Conway, Arkansas.
So what Doug does differently, I think, is very unique. So give us some examples of how you grandparent those grandkids differently.
Well, in some ways it's easy to me because they're all so different.
Yeah.
I've got one that's just, the oldest one is just a child prodigy when it comes to musical things. He sings, he plays all kinds of instruments and just incredibly talented that way. And then I have some to the other extreme that probably couldn't punch a tune out on a piano. So they're all so different that what I've tried to do is try to figure out who they are and what they're interested in and then try to build a relationship around that.
I think that's such a great idea. You know, I have one of those grandkids that thinks a little bit different. His interests are a little bit different, and you have one too. So tell us about, what did you do for Todd?
Yeah, well, Todd is really kind of a neat guy. I think he's going to be one of those kids that doesn't go to college.
Okay.
I think
nothing wrong with that.
No, I didn't go to college. I mean, I went for a couple
either.
Of years, but I didn't
couple
finish.
A couple years, and that was it?
Yeah. But I think he's going to be one of those kids that's kind of the tradesman, you know.
Okay.
And so he learned this game that he was playing on Nana's iPad. It was some sort of a trucker's game where you act like you were driving a 18-wheeler.
Wow.
So he got all excited about that. And, I mean, he was just consumed with that thing.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my daughter, his mom, had to really limit him to the amount of time he was spending on the iPad, you know, because he would just do it.
Yeah, they get very
nonstop.
Focused.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Very focused when they find something they love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he came to visit us one time, and I took him to a place where they actually manufacture trucks.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the salesman was really nice, sales manager guy, and he actually took him out and took him into and let him sit in the driver's seat of a $280,000 truck.
Wow.
And I was amazed. I was sitting there, my mouth was open going, what? $280,000? And they talked about how this truck had radar. So it could tell if there was cars coming on the other side of the hill.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing. So, yeah, he was just beside himself because, you know, he got to do like the thing he'd always dreamed of doing was behind the wheel of a real car, a real truck.
You were talking about how that instigated some additional conversation about how do you make a living when you're a truck driver.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that because he was old enough to know that $280,000 was a lot of money.
That's good.
You know, and he was thinking, how can you make that kind of money? How do you make enough money to pay for something like that?
Yeah.
And so we talked about how truckers make their money, you know, and either they are paid by the load, paid by the weight, you know, so they could work for a company and be paid a salary. So, yeah, it was kind of fun.
Wow, that's great. And you know that's something he's going to remember for the rest of his life and tell his kids about what made his grandpa so unique and what made his grandpa a hero. You also have a grandchild that's very musically inclined. Well, you've got three grand boys that are in a boys choir, mm-hmm. but one of them has a love of a particular musician, you said?
Yeah, that's the oldest grandchild. He's now 17, hard to believe.
I know, but, they grow up so fast.
Yeah, I know, but he actually has perfect pitch. So when he was a kid, he sang from the time he could talk, he sang. And so he's always been really musically inclined. So last year he told me about this artist that he thought was really cool, Jacob Collier. And the kid is like 22, 23 years old, plays every kind of instrument there is, writes his own music.
Wow.
This kid has taught at MIT.
Wow.
He's that sharp.
That's impressive.
You know, just a prodigy. So anyway, I looked him up and I started watching him a little bit on YouTube, with Jacob, and tried to kind of feel for who he was, and found out that he was actually performing in Chicago. So we flew up there and spent the night and went to a concert, just him and Douglas and I, just so he could, spend time to have a chance to stand there in the audience. In fact, he stood the whole time. I went up and sat down like an old guy. But yeah, it was really fun.
And I heard you flew up and you Ubered.
Yeah, we did. I was able to get up with points on my really nice hotel downtown and flew up on points. And then we just Ubered everywhere we went. Took him to Giordano's Pizza.
Yep.
You know, in Chicago. That's where we had lunch. And then had a really nice dinner, went to the concert, and then flew back the next day.
So what have you got planned for your other grandkids?
Well, my third one down is really loves to cook. And so being in Louisiana, I've been doing a little bit of research, and I found a couple of places. I'm going to still do some more research, but found a couple of places that actually have summer camps where they teach kids how to cook.
Wow,
yeah,
that'll be really memorable.
Yeah, going to pull him down and...
How long is the
school? It's a whole week. It's like a regular summer camp.
Now, do they come and visit you every year, or is this a special fly-in trip?
We see them three, four times. They come to the house each year, and then, of course, we go up there pretty regularly. So we see them a lot, but this will be a special trip just for him. I think that's the thing that I've been trying to do, is to try to figure out what I can do that would be special for each one, that's kind of unique to their, you know, kind of the way they're bent,
right,
things they're interested in.
So have you got four grand boys and one grand girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got to figure out what to do with that grand girl.
Yes. Yeah.
And then that one other grandson. Any ideas right now? Are you going to talk to them, or are you going to talk to their parents to figure out what their likes and dislikes are?
Both. I got a found out a little bit today about the youngest little boy that really likes to fish. So I'm thinking going out on a boat fishing trip might be kind of cool for him. And the little girl is incredibly artistic. She just loves art. So I don't know, maybe a museum or I don't know. We'll just have to see where
that
goes.
That's very cool. Well, I am out at the beach today, and we're going to listen to our sponsor. And when we get back, I'll go back into the studio. And for those of you who don't have points that you can use, or you may not have the income to fly those grandkids in or fly yourself over, I'll give you some other tips on how you can be a hero grandparent to those grandkids. Talk to you in a little bit.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for the opportunity to mention my latest book on your podcast. As you know, my first 9 books are boating guidebooks, but book number 10 is quite different. It's a heartwarming look at our American history. This book, They Made America Great, 31 Enduring Legacies Worth Heeding Today, elucidates how some Americans, and often counter to the mores of their time, have behaved nobly during our nation's 250-year history. Harry Truman once said, "The only thing really new is the history you don't know." Distinguished historian David McCullough affirms, "History is a great way to meet people." This book does that. You can find this book on Amazon.com or on my website, www.rickrhodes.com. Rhodes is spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. And thanks again, Cheryl, for all that great group coaching with Savvy Speakers.
I'm back in the office, and it was so great spending time with my brother at the beach. We don't get to do that very often. I hope you also make an opportunity or have that opportunity to hang out with your older brothers and sisters now that they're adults. So let's talk about how to be a hero as a grandparent without having those necessary points on a credit card or money in the bank. Before we start, however, I wanted to thank you all for the tips and strategies you share with me and the comments. Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate that. And Diane and David, thank you so much for your tips this week. Listen, you all, I don't know if you are connected to me on Facebook or on LinkedIn, but I do have a site on getalifebalance.com, and you can definitely connect with me there. And it gives you an opportunity to share ideas with other people and also get that support. So definitely connect there, and getalifebalanced.com is a great place to pick up additional resources. So, you know, I mentioned about my mom thinking that it was important to treat her kids the same. And so whatever Doug got for Christmas, Joe knew he was getting it, and vice versa. I think the most important thing about being a grandparent is knowing your grandkids' separate differences, their what they cherish, what they value, and accenting that with them. For example, I have a grandson. He was so unique as a little kid. He's still unique as an adult. But as a little kid, I used to go over to the house, and he would have a full 3D Santa Claus made out of construction paper and tape, or a dinosaur. And this was when he was like 3 years old. Now he's into movies. And so one of the best gifts that you could ever give him is to go to a movie. And he loves calling up, now that he's 15, 16 and can drive, he loves calling his grandpa and asking him out for a movie night. And what's really cool about that is going early enough that you get to enjoy communication over a meal without that technology bebopping in the background. So what is it that's unique about your grandchild that you can highlight and give them extra time? Another question I have for you is, what's your passion? And can you share that with your grandkids? I have so many great memories of my grandmother sitting down at the sewing machine. I didn't have Barbie dolls as a kid, but my cousin did. And she would sew all these elaborate outfits, Barbie doll outfits of clothing for her dolls. I had baby dolls, and she would sew outfits for my baby dolls. But she's the one, actually, that taught me how to sew. And when my grandgirls got big enough, and also my grandsons, I bought sewing machines for them for Christmas. But more importantly, I taught them how to sew. That's come in very handy while now they have grown up and they're in college. And just a simple straight stitch can hem a pair of jeans affordably. It can make a pair of curtains for a window or improve a bedspread. So learning how to sew was a gift that I gave the grandkids that has gone on to mean something to them as adults, and hopefully they'll teach their loved ones how to sew when they get older. Do you paint? Do you crochet? Do you know how to use animation software, editing software? Are you a collector? Maybe you collect stamps. Maybe you love to antique shop. My little granddaughter Kate came to visit the other day, and she had an antique fan, a paper fan, with her, and she was so excited to share that with me. And she lives about 3 hours away, so I don't see her on a real regular basis. I see her about once a month. But I had no idea that her grandmother that lives local has been taking her to antique shops since she was a little girl. She's now just turned 13. But she loves antique shopping and thrift shopping. I would have never thought that was someplace I could take my grandkids. I would be worried. Don't touch. Wash the sign. No, you can't sit on that. But in actuality, that has been a very special sweet spot for her and her grandmother. The best gift you can give your kids, your grandkids, is time.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for the opportunity to mention my latest book on your podcast. As you know, my first 9 books are boating guidebooks. But book number 10 is quite different. It's a heartwarming look at our American history. This book, They Made America Great, 31 Enduring Legacies Worth Heeding Today, elucidates how some Americans, and often counter to the mores of their time, have behaved nobly during our nation's 250-year history. Harry Truman once said, "The only thing really new is the history you don't know." Distinguished historian David McCullough affirms, "History is a great way to meet people." This book does that. You can find this book on Amazon.com or on my website, www.rickrhodes.com. Rhodes is spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. And thanks again, Cheryl, for all that great group coaching with Savvy Speakers.
The most important thing you can give your grandkids is time. I mean, that doesn't cost anything. And there's not very much time space these days, just spending time. And you can actually learn a lot by reading a book or even playing cards. At our house, my dad taught us when we were little to play Shanghai Rummy. He told us that that's the game he played when he was in the military, when there was time and space in between. He was a Marine in World War II. And what we loved about Shanghai Rummy is anybody could play. It didn't matter how old you were. So little kids, literally, I can remember grandbabies 6 months old, 8 months old, 9 months old, sitting in our laps while we played Shanghai Rummy. And now they actually call and say, "Hey, Gigi, can we have a card game night?" And that is so wonderful to sit and laugh. One holiday, we actually had 13 people around the table. So you can imagine you got to have a lot of patience and laughter around that table. But a card game that used to take an hour to play pretty much would take three when you've got 13 people there. But the fact that they call and they ask for card game night, I think is magical. Maybe you're an outdoors person. I have great memories of my dad taking me fishing. Sometimes my brothers didn't want to go. It was okay. He took me. So do you like to fish? Are you a saltwater fisher? Fisher person? Angler? Are you a freshwater person? You have to use completely different bait. And that's a learning experience. And having patience to sit out there, and it certainly gives you an opportunity to whisper. I remember you couldn't talk too loud while you were out there fishing. You might chase the fish away. And I also remember my dad taking my son, so his grandson, and when he caught a fish, he'd tell my son, "You got to kiss it. It brings you good luck. You kiss the first fish." My son is an adult now with two little boys. One, he loves fishing so much. One little boy's name is Fisher. The other little boy's name is Finn. He has a charity fishing tournament every year. He's a firefighter. But all of that is definitely anchored to his grandpa. Isn't that magical? That's leaving a legacy with a grandchild for sure. How about taking the long way around? Just about every city has some sort of historic part of town. I remember Jordan, when he came down, he was about six at that time, and I lived near a sponge dock area called Tarpon Springs. So it was nice weather, and I thought, well, let me take him somewhere for a change, someplace he's never been. So I took him to Tarpon Springs, and we walked the streets and smelled all the wonderful food in the bakeries, picked up a couple of cookies. We walked into the sponge docks. We saw the sponges, and we didn't get on a boat and see the dolphins. We didn't pay for a boat ride to have somebody jump over the boat and get a sponge. But you know, that whole time was magical. And what I thought was so funny is he looked at me and he went, "Gigi, you mean this place has been here all this time and you haven't taken me?" And that was remarkable to me, as if it just sort of like popped up. "Yes, my dear, it's been here for hundreds of years, and oops, I probably should have taken him sooner." But isn't that glorious? So do you have a historic part of town? Maybe you could take the grandkids there and share with them stories. Not just stories of the town, but tell stories of your past, your values, and the lessons that you learned. I had a grandfather who was French, who I didn't get to meet until I was probably 18. He wasn't really in our lives until about that time. He lived in America, but he was disassociated with my mother and her family. And we became reconnected when I was a teenager. And I remember as an adult getting my grandfather this beautiful leather book that had gold gilded pages in it. And I told him, I said, "Grandpa, I don't know anything about your history or who you are. Will you please write in this so that I know more about you?" I mean, can you imagine? He came over here when he was 17 years old on a ship, and then lied about his age to get into the military. He was in love with horses, and so he did, I don't know if you call it the cavalry in the military, but he was in the military where during World War II, he went to the islands and they would cut down all of this brush so that communication lines could be built. I mean, can you imagine the stories that he has inside his head? I do have something that I cherish, which is a whale tooth, a huge whale tooth on a macrame necklace, braided necklace. And he has a picture of a chief in the Philippines who had given that to him as a gift when he landed on that island. Well, my grandfather was in his late 90s when he passed away. He lived in Ohio. I was in Florida, so I didn't see him that often. And one of the first things I did when he passed away and went back to Ohio was to look for that book. And it was so sad for me to open that book and see not one character had been written in that book. Don't let that happen to your grandkids. Let them know who you are. And if you need direction, oh my gosh, there are all kinds of books out there about grandparents' histories with fill in the blanks that will lead you to answer those kinds of questions and leave that information for your kids so they get to know who you are. Maybe you're like me and still working. If so, why not take them to your meetings and conventions? That's a great opportunity for them to learn how to interact an adult arena, how to communicate. They hear things. It's so funny. Sometimes I see these little kids in the back of the room that their grandparents have brought, and they've got crayons and trucks, their little play trucks, and they're playing. But I see them 10 years later, and they're now talking about the things that infiltrated into their minds as little kids. So take them to meetings and take them to conventions. Those are just some ideas that I hope you will use to be a hero to your kids and your grandkids. They need heroes. Everybody needs a hero today. The most precious gift you can give the people that you love is time. Make time for them today. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll be back with you on another podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you.
Hey, hi there. I wanted to give you a PS. Just before I leave, I wanted to remind you that you can register for more life tips on the professional side of your life at my website, Cheryl.com. And on that site are some additional books that will help you. Thanks again for listening, and I really appreciate your great reviews. Bye for now.